Welcome. This is the International Scope of Wound Management, August 2026, Volume 1, Issue 2. You listen to abstract of the article name, Beyond the Outpatient Clinic, High-Risk Clinical Exposure and Employment Inequities Among Wound, Ostomy and Continence Nurses in Turkey. Objective. Wound, ostomy and continence nurses, WACNs, frequently provide bedside care across multiple hospital settings, including intensive care units and other high-risk clinical environments. However, despite these responsibilities, many are administratively classified as outpatient nurses and may not receive the employment benefits available to staff formally assigned to high-risk units. This study aimed to describe WACN's involvement in high-risk clinical settings, their occupational exposures, and their employment benefits in Turkey. Methods. A descriptive cross-sectional study was conducted among 100 WACNs working in 7 geographical regions of Turkey. Data were collected through an online questionnaire assessing demographic characteristics, time spent in high-risk clinical units during the previous month, occupational exposures, compensation status, and perceptions of working in these settings. Ethical approval and institutional permission were obtained prior to data collection. Quantitative data were analyzed using descriptive statistics, while qualitative responses were examined using content analysis. Results. Participants had worked as WACNs for a mean of 4.67 plus or minus 4.75 years. During the previous month, WACNs spent substantial time in high-risk clinical environments, particularly in intensive care units and palliative care centers. The most frequently reported occupational exposures were blood, 93%, feces, 89%, and urine, 83%. Although WACNs regularly provided care in high-risk units, 76% reported not receiving the additional compensation available to staff officially assigned to these units. Qualitative findings revealed perceived inequities related to compensation, high infection exposure risk, excessive workload, barriers to certification, and assignments outside their area of expertise. Conclusion. The WACNs in Turkey spend a considerable proportion of their working time in high-risk clinical environments. Despite these responsibilities, most do not receive employment benefits comparable to those provided to staff formally assigned to high-risk units. The findings highlight a mismatch between administrative classification and actual clinical practice and support the need for workforce policies and employment regulations that better reflect the scope, risks, and responsibilities of specialist WOC nursing practice. Keywords: wound, ostomy and continence nurse, occupational exposure, high-risk units, workforce policy, employment rights, specialist nursing. Thank you for listening, have a nice day.